next kine aade b'chuk shemayim. Mekoyne is saying aade b'chuk shemayim that I will wail with my kine. I will soar to the most upper heights of shemayim. Aale iti shemayim, and I will make the shemayim also mourn with me. Ohoy yoyim achrivi pa'amayim. I will curse the day that brought Churim Beis Hamikdash twice. Beis Hamikdash was churim twice on Tisha B'Av. So, oh, yoyim achrivi pa'amayim, I will curse that day. Es oinein meyitein roishi mayim. And I will mourn and I will wail, halavai, that my head will be filled with bechir of mayim. What we find over here is he expresses himself that the tremendous impact of Churim Beis Hamikdash. Sometimes we think that Churim Beis Hamikdash is something that is limited down here to this world. And we say that in Shemayim itself, the business goes on as usual. We down here, Beis Hamikdash was given to human beings. Beis Hamikdash was given to Klal Yisrael. Beis Hamikdash was given to us to be able to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemayim is Shemayim. There's no key mitzvahs, there's no Maisim Tovim Shemayim. The Baruch Hu created Malachim, they say Shirin, that's what they do on an ongoing basis. But the impact of Churim Beis Hamikdash, so we are usually tend to think that this is something that we ourselves are the recipients of suffering. Come to Mekoyne, Mekoyne says, Shemayim will not rest, Kolzman, that we down here do not have a Beis Hamikdash. Which means, as he's saying, A'ade Adchuk Shemayim, I will see to it, I'll see to it that the tsar and the pain, that the pain, everything will go up to Shemayim. The tzar will go up to Shemayim. The pain will go up to Shemayim. And he says, A'ale iti Shemayim, which means to say is that it will have an effect on the cosmos. It will have an effect on the upper worlds as well. But also when it means A'ale iti Shemayim, his references that he makes to Shemayim so many times, is the fact is that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, as much as you try to hide yourself from me, you can't hide yourself from me. Like you find people sometimes playing or children hide and seek. The guy says, I'm going to be able to hide, you'll never be able to find me. But he says, is Ale iti Shemayim, I will soar up to Shemayim. Shemayim will also be a shutif with me in the tzar and the pain of Churim Beis Hamikdash. And as a result, Ribbono Shel Olam, you cannot hide yourself, because whatever I'm doing down here, I'm taking it with me all the way up to Shemayim. A'ade adchuk Shemayim, my crying and my wailing will go all the way up to Shemayim. I will see to it that no matter what the situation, I will not allow myself to be in a matzav of hastoras upon him. I will do whatever is in my power to be able to bring back Gilui Shechina. Among the things that he mentions is that many times we bring tzaras upon ourselves when we cry for the wrong things. And the Python says, if you notice the words, he says, Avchin bebchi, he says, Yolel midbar, he says, I will realize and I will understand the crying that the Eden cried in the midbar. You know that the Eden, when they cried by the Meragim, when they came back, it was the night of Tisha B'Av. Says the Mekoinen, Avchino leil mileil. I will make a distinction, Avchino. I will make a distinction between the two nights of Tisha B'Av. In other words, now we are crying because we talk a lot of Beis Hamikdash. Then they cried, they didn't have a reason to cry. As Chazal tell us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that Atem b'chisem lefonai b'chiyo shel chinom, asidem atem livkois b'chiyo shel mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, it's a Gemara in Tainus as well, to Yerushalmi. You cried for nothing, you had nothing to cry for. People create their own void. They create their own imagination. This is what they believe they need, and they cry. You have no reason to cry. Adrab, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what you have. Now, when we have reason to cry, we look back at the time when we cried, and we didn't need to cry. We shouldn't have cried. We didn't have to cry. Ebchano leil mileil. We are recognizing the distinction between this night now and the other night. The night that we cried the first time, Tisha B'Av and the Meragim came back, there was no reason to cry, but now we have a reason. Midbar and Midbar, and also the difference between Midbar and Midbar, which means that when Yidden were, of course, in the Midbar, then at the time of the Meragalim, they had Kol Tuvatoy, Monfelm and Hashemayim. They had water from miraculous sources, which is the Be'erus Shel Miriam. They had the Anan Yaakov in the clouds of glory protecting them. And now they were exiled into Golis. They find themselves in the Midbar Shemomo, that they recognize the difference between that midbar then, which was a midbar, which is Molei, called to the Toiv, they had all the Toiv in the world, and they brought tzaras upon themselves. They cried. They shouldn't have cried. They had no reason to cry. And now they recognize, here again we are in the midbar, and the Mekoinen says, I recognize and I am Mizbainen. I realize the difference between the cry of Amol and the cry of now. Then I had no reason to cry. And crying for the wrong reason sometimes, in fact, can be a chelik of the reason that could bring the tzaras, can bring the tzaras upon us. He says, look down a few more stanzas, you take a look. And he says, Oirach Mishpate Goinve Ali. It wasn't the time of the Beit Hamikdash. There were the justified thieves who stole the pestle, so to speak. This is referring to a Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara tells us. There were a group that were remembered, Lishvach, that were remembered for good nature, for good measure. Goin ve Ali, you know, the Ali, which is the pestle, you know, that is used not to pound. When you want to pound a mortar and a pestle, when you want to crush fruit, or you want to crush wheat sometimes. The Gemara tells us that in the Sefer Tainus, Daf Chof Ches, that the Malchus was Goyze Gzeira, a Yidin would not be allowed to bring up Bikurim to Yerushalayim. So they put up Shomrim, they put up sentries to block the roads. The Yidin should not be able to go up to Yerushalayim to bring up Bikurim. Yidin wanted to bring Bikurim. So what did they do? They took baskets with the new fruit of the Bikurim, but they covered it over. But they covered it over and they put the Kalim, they put the tools that is used, the pestles that is used to crush, to give the impression that they are not going up to Yerushalayim to bring Bikurim, but they are going to crush figs or they're going to crush olives and such a thing. This was called the justified thievery. In other words, the outwitted the Shomrim. The Goinve Ali. They stole their way with the Ali by using the pestle. That was justified. It's called Mishpate Goinve Ali. However, says the Mekoinen, but we, our robbery, our treachery, our Hanog is not justified. He says, Oidia, I admit it. Confession, that's the first thing in the road of tshuva is to acknowledge. Oidia, I am acknowledging the Bitsi Umali. I am acknowledging my treachery and my robbery. He says, Umlu Mazolois Bikari Me'ili. He says, because of me, he says, the constellations stop sending the brachas. And Efe, and I cry out, Mi Yiten Shomeli Halavai Kurish Brachas should accept my tefillah. It seems by the juxtaposition of these two ideas, that if someone is involved in robbery, if somebody is involved in thievery, somehow this can block his tefillah. Because the Mekoinen says, that because of Bitsi Uma'ali, because of my treachery, because of my robbery, I hope Hashem will still be mekabel my tefillah. It seems among the things that have the ability to block someone's tefillah is the idea of being involved in gzeila. That is something which is very, very important. Without tefillah in our lives, we have no kiyum, we have no existence. That's why three times a day we have Bakoshas Tzrochim to Kodesh Baruch Hu for every little thing. There is nothing that we are not Mevakesh from Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether it's in the area of Refuah, in the area of Bracha, in the area of Hatzlochim Limudat Torah, we say Atochein Alodam Das. In every aspect of our life, it's always Bakoshas Tzrochim continuously. We ask from Kodesh Baruch Hu on a daily basis, few times a day. And sometimes there's so many drushes, you know, you have these tefillah groups. Why is Kodesh Baruch Hu not Mekabla Tefillahs? And all the different answers that are given. But one of the reasons sometimes is maybe your life and business needs a little bit of a tikkun. Maybe your private life needs a tikkun. Because we see over here the union of Gizela, when there is the union of Bitsi and Ma'ali. Treachery and robbery says, Halavaya Kodesh Baruch Hu, Miyitein Shemei Ali, Halavaya Kodesh Baruch Hu should still be Mekabel my tefillah. And the sefer for that can be understood quite simply. The reason why Gizela, like Zayla is something that stands in the way of blocking a person's Kabbalah's tefillah, because the definition of tefillah, Rabbeisa, means submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is. Tefillah means that a Yid stands amida lifnei HaMelech, he's machnia himself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clearly acknowledging that you are my only source of Yeshua. I myself have no ability to do anything. It all comes from you. I'm dependent upon you. That is the idea of Hishtachvo, as we mentioned before. Total, complete, Vishleimit, subordination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gizela is just the opposite. Gizela means a person believes in his Koich V'yotzim Yodi. But Moshe writes it in a place, in the Sefer Dorash Moshe. A person sometimes, when it comes to the union of Gizela, so he thinks about it, a monetary transgression. Chagelzach. Chazer is afraid of. But Gzeila, it's a moment. Moment is a dover choyel, so it's a. There's a Moshe. Gzeila, he says, is a steer to Amunah. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about Apikus, he says. Gzeila is a steer to Amunah. Because if you would really believe that your Hashpoes and your Hashpoes come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you do it the right way. You would not think that you can, you cannot trick a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're not going to end up having more than Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to have. Kesh Fatim the Rabbi Nishloelim. LMI, you think you can get away with it? That is the steer to Amunah. The steer to Amunah, that is lacking the essence, the definition of Tefillah. Definition of Tefillah means subordination, Hachnoah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person who is nichshu in these areas, that's the theory of being nichshu not to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the antithesis. That's just the opposite of what we try to accomplish by tefillah. And therefore he says, Efe, I cry out, Ad Halavai, Miyitain. He says, Shemei Aliyah Kodesh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillah. So to the next time.